Mac is just staring into your head over here as we return back from commercial break.
Sounds like something from Josh's childhood. What the hell is this?
Cracker Jacks, baby.
Yeah. So, which is perfect for that. We do this every Thursday around this time or earlier most times. But
this depends on the day and how we're feeling.
Loaded show. It's already almost over, if you can believe that.
Can you believe it's almost 9 o'clock, Dusty?
We're an hour away from just hitting 4:35.
I mean, we're getting close, baby.
I can feel my sheets and my plums.
You going to take a nap today?
I don't know. I might go play golf.
It's a nice day for that.
Yeah, I got nothing going on tonight. I'll probably tune into the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit at work.
Yeah.
I saw this yesterday on Twitter. And 913-586-7965. I think this is the perfect text line topic because everybody's going to have at least one opinion that everyone's going to be against in this. And this is, what is your most unpopular baseball take?
Okay.
Mine was the seventh inning stretch should be retired.
Okay. Were you watching the Mets-Brewers game last night by chance?
I watched the San Diego-Atlanta game.
Okay. So you were watching that one. So I'm watching the Mets and Brewers last night, and John Shambi, who's also the television voice of the Chicago Cubs, is on there with Doug Glanville, and they were talking about walk-up songs, and he said to Doug Glanville, did you have a walk-up song? Doug said, yeah, I had about four every year that I would cycle through and everything like that. And John Shambi goes, I'm going to steal from my partner on the Cubs side of things, Jim Deshays, and say, I would use Take Me Out to the Ball Game as my walk-up music just to confuse the crowd.
Kind of funny.
And I was I really like that, right? Like the, seventh inning, what? You know, and people would start singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I'm like, that's beautiful. I love that. Like, right. That's my kind of humor, you know?
Yeah.
And so I saw that and made me laugh a little bit. But you don't like the seventh inning stretch altogether.
It's just, I think it's like outdated. Like, do you really have to get up and stretch? Like, you get up and go get a beverage or food, or you stand up throughout the game because somebody's walking. They like, just take me out to the ball game. Like, nobody eats Cracker Jacks anymore.
When was the last time you had Cracker Jacks?
Never once have I had one.
You never had Cracker Jacks ever?
No, it's caramel popcorn.
Yeah, I like caramel popcorn.
So you should love Cracker Jacks.
It's the popcorn isn't a good popcorn, though.
It's like stale.
If you go Topsies and you get that caramel popcorn, it's crispy, it's crunchy, it's sweet, it's like flavorful, it's hot, it's good.
It's not even fair.
That Werther's popcorn you got me was great.
Was it?
But maybe that is the same thing as?
No.
No, Cracker Jacks have peanuts in it.
Yeah, right. It has the peanuts in it. It has a terrible toy. An awful popcorn. The popcorn is like you're biting those styrofoam things, right? It's like coated styrofoam.
So are you smashing or passing on Cracker Jacks?
I mean, if they're there, you know, it's one of those things that you just kind of take a handful of every once in a while.
Really.
You know, I'm not seeking it out. I'm not going to buy it, but if somebody like passes the bag down, I'll take some out of the bag, but I'll never buy Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, I don't even like see them to purchase really ever. But yeah, I like them. I enjoy them.
Yeah.
If they're there, I'll eat them.
Yeah, they're there, but it's like, I'm not going to the store. Like, I'm not going to Hy-Vee today and going, oh, okay, you know what I need? I need this, a Cracker Jacks. Like, that's never going to make the list.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to buy it at the ballpark, just like I'm never going to buy Dippin' Dots. That's been the ice cream of the future for 30 years. Where else do you find it other than a baseball stadium?
You can find it at Hy-Vee, but it's not the same. I don't know why, but they sell it at Hy-Vee. Yeah, they sell it like in the freezer aisle. They sell Dippin' Dots, but, you know.
Worlds of Fun.
Yeah, like.
But those are the only places.
Yeah,
like it's like you don't go out to dinner and you say, would you like some Dippin' Dots for dessert? Like, it's the ice cream of the future that never materialized anything. My unpopular baseball opinion, that song Center Field by John Fogerty needs to go. I mean, we've not evolved from
Vern's
that
on that
song.
Page. Like, Vern agrees.
I mean, like, how long has baseball been going on since the 80s? And we continue to roll back that song it's so cliche and it's just not that good a song. Like, move on.
Mm-hmm.
There's other songs out there we can play. It doesn't have to be the Center Field song by John Fogerty. People write about baseball all the time.
Somebody says from the 913, Cracker Jacks are like those strawberry candies, which are delicious, but they say you don't see them in the store and your grandma just randomly always
has. No, you get them at Hickory Farms.
I love those
strawberries. Those strawberries, you get them at Hickory Farms. That's the place to go.
Somebody says, get your steak dinner today, Bob.
That's right, $10 at Hy-Vee. Get your taters and your green beans as well at all your Hy-Vees. $10 steak dinner day. Let's go.
Mac, what's your most unpopular baseball opinion?
I don't need the strike zone on TV.
Because it's always wrong?
Okay.
Yeah, because it's always wrong, and because even if it's right, you're going to think it's wrong. It just pisses people off. Who cares?
It does.
And the umpire knows better, and even if they don't, so what? They're calling the game. Shut up.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. unpopular baseball opinion from the 620. I'm going to go old man here. Let's get rid of analytics. I'm with you on that. I think stats suck.
Right there.
I'm fine with that. I mean, I think Vinny even said something after the game last night about exit velo. He goes, I don't give a, you know, I don't care what my exit.
Don't pull a Dusty.
No, don't pull a Dusty. Yeah. But he did say that. He said, I don't give a bleep about exit velo. We won the game.
Yeah.
Like these, this is the problem. This is why Baltimore got eliminated, guys. Nerds cost Baltimore the opportunity to move on. They're all analytic-based. You're all analytic-based. You're going to fall on your face.
You're wrong from 316. Fogarty has to stay.
God. Be a 90.
They got Garth Brooks out of there quick when he did the lame and all my roots.
You know, and that really hurt Garth's feelings. I'm not going to lie, because I talked to Trisha, his wife, at the World Series that year. And she, you know, Garth is really hurt by the fact that, like, they took that away. And, like, he, like, it bothered him. Like, I thought that's great. Everybody at the game loves it. The people who didn't like Friends in Low Places were sitting on X, formerly Twitter, complaining.
Mm-hmm. Somebody from the 816, baseball opinions. Managers stop dressing like players. It's not 1940.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Put them in a suit.
Here's a good one from the 316. Get rid of the shift.
Yep.
We did that. Thanks.
That happened. Yeah. Take away the done. Somebody says take away the nets, all of them.
Oh,
go
no.
sit behind
oh
home
gosh.
Plate.
Yeah,
then go no, sit behind home plate.
I don't even notice that the nets
jump.
Are there.
I really don't. I mean, if you like focus in on it.
But you don't really notice they're there. They're fine.
It's kind of like this random stat. Your eyes see your nose 24/7. Your brain tells them to ignore it.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Papa gummy.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm looking at my nose.
But your eyes see your nose 24/7. Your brain tells your eyes to ignore that.
Right.
Also, you've never seen your actual face. You've only seen a reflection.
True. Yeah.
That's weird.
Deep thoughts with Dusty Likens.
Wait, do that people complain about the nets obstructing?
Not anymore. I mean, like, I think when they first put them up, people, but again, are the people that are complaining going or the people that are complaining sitting on X, formerly Twitter, complaining about that? Like, I think we get lost in a world where people complain. Like, we look at social media, we're like, this is what people are saying. It really isn't. It's really not.
Here's an unpopular opinion some people might not like. You remember back in the day when they do the little games? They still do them kind of at Kauffman. But they had to find the diamond in the rough, and they'd put like two bases, and they'd blindfold the guy to look
in the ground, diamond,
and the crowd would tell you where to go.
Yeah, I like those.
That was kind of fun. They're like, no, yes, yes. I only saw one guy find the ring and the diamond in the rough, or whatever they called that. But I remember that.
Yeah,
from
I think
the old
it was
days.
Diamond in the rough or something like that.
Plenty
people want to get rid of the wave. I like the wave. I think it's fun. I have no problem with the wave.
They started
people
a wave
like
at the Zach Bryan concert. I didn't understand it.
That's weird.
It was weird, and it went all the way around like three
or
four times.
It's fun to watch. I like it. Get rid of the charge chant. Nah, I kind of like that too.